From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
So the Times Magazine 100 Most Influential People was published. They had a big to-do Tuesday in New York City.
Okay.
Our friends Chip and Joanna Gaines from Fixer Upper are on that list.
Oh.
Yeah, one of the 100 most influential people.
Wow.
Chip and Joe went to the red carpet gala on Tuesday night.
Oh.
And they met Martha Stewart.
Oh, goodness sakes.
Yeah. Chip said, "We were so excited to meet Martha Stewart, but she didn't have the faintest idea who we were. Not a single clue."
Wow. Come on, Martha.
He says she was very gracious and supportive. It was really a wonderful moment for them to meet her, but she didn't have the faintest who they were.
Jeez.
Is Martha finally giving in to the ganja with hanging out with Snoop? Or did she really not watch TV or live on this planet? I'm just curious. I don't know. Actually,
yeah.
Martha did say she does know who they are, but she didn't immediately recognize them when they were introduced.
Okay.
Now, I will give Martha a pass on this because from looking at the pictures of the event, Chip's in a suit, Joanna's in a gown, which if they're not wearing baseball caps and
t-shirts,
you know, and rubber boots, I don't recognize
Magnolia
them either.
Magnolia garb.
You betcha. You betcha. So there you go. I'll give Martha a pass.
Okay. They were gussied up.
They were gussied up. Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that amazing?
Because you know that she knows because, you know, there's the Martha Stewart brand and there's the Gaines brand.
I'm wondering if Martha Stewart isn't in talks with Chip and Joanna for their new cable channel. I mean, I would think. You would think maybe she wants to do another show, you know. And that's where you want to be. That's where you want to be.
That's where you want to be.
That's where you want to be. All right. It's time for the news. What's happening?
Well, it's time for Kim Kardashian's WTF moment of the day.
Of the day. Of the hour, you mean. Oh, my God.
She mysteriously stopped following everyone on Instagram.
Wait, what?
Yeah, she's just as confused as the rest of us.
I don't understand how you can even unfollow people all at once.
It's a glitch, probably.
Yeah.
It's probably a glitch.
She should call Mark Zuckerberg. Oh. She knows him personally, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
She called Mark and go, like, Mark.
You know, she knows the president. She can call him and tell him it's
yeah,
like
but
a
he
national
doesn't do
emergency.
Insta. He only does Twitter.
Oh, that's true.
He only does Twitter.
Okay.
He doesn't do Insta.
For now. All right, it seems to be a glitch from the social media platform.
Yeah.
She's been busy trying to recall who she was following.
She was following us, wasn't she? We got to get on that.
You can tell her she was.
Yeah, we should send her a little message on Insta.
She probably follows a whole lot of people. I don't think she's going to remember them all.
I don't think so either. She needs an assistant for this.
She probably has it.
She has
people for this.
It was probably one of her people that screwed up her account.
Maybe.
When you think about it. We'll find out. It'll come out on a future episode of Coup de Cay, I'll bet.
Because this is big news. Big news
can
for her.
Imagine
big.
Last night when she figured this out and the camera crew's there and it's like,
nobody can see me.
Nobody can see me. No, it doesn't work that way. It's the
That's
people
just,
that
she follows, yes.
So it would be not nobody can see me. I can't see anybody. That's the way it would
That's
be.
True. That's true. And she's
I don't
probably
see
not
you. Where'd everybody go? They're hiding.
All of the people I follow on Instagram are gone. Not sure what happened.
Sad emoji.
I hope I remember everyone as I start refollowing everyone.
Oh, my God. Really?
Well, as of this morning, she started following 22 people. Those are the ones
well,
that she's remembered
many.
So far.
That's not many.
Courtney, Chloe, Kendall, Kylie, and Chris.
Well, those are easy to remember, I think.
There's one, two.
God, she has like a bunch. Kim Kardashian official.
Uh-huh.
She's got KKH official. Kim Kardashian Hollywood. And then there's a bunch, Kim Kardashian. Well, some of these are not hers. Snapchat. Yeah. So we're going to go official. Here, look. She's only following 32 right now.
She's remembered 10 more.
135 million followers. I just started following her. Okay.
Oh, we'll you became we'll one of the millions.
I know. Now
oh,
my Insta's going to be crap now. I'm going to get 90
photos.
And all the stories and all that crap. It's going to be crap.
Oh, my goodness.
Crap. We'll see if she follows us back. We'll see.
Well, I'm glad to see that she's remembered 10 more people.
Well, that's good. Yeah,
good for Kim.
How many hours has it been? I mean, this is another national nightmare. Is that Kim doesn't have, she doesn't follow but 32 people on Instagram. Oh, my God. Anyway.
Hey, Gwynny. Your girl, Gwynny.
Oh, God. You've got the good stories today, don't you?
Gwynny the Goopstress.
Yeah.
Paltrow.
Mm-hmm.
She'll not like the season finale of The Simpsons.
Oh. You know what? They're kind of in the same camp now. She's in the whole Avengers thing, Disney. Uh-huh. And The Simpsons are in the whole Fox thing, Disney.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, wow. Maybe this is a crossover episode.
Oh, jeez.
Please, spill. Okay. Spill. What's happening?
Marge opens a new age store called Murmur. It sells goop-like products.
Oh, no. Oh, this is going to be great. This is going to be great.
Her competitor is a woman named Piper.
Of course it is.
Who owns a store called...
What?
Plop.
Ay, 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 Plop. I love that. That's awesome.
All right, so here's the deal.
Okay.
Bart starts getting A's in school.
What?
Mm-hmm. Now, Marge thinks it's because of healing crystals, so she opens the store, and an all-out war breaks out over yoni eggs.
Oh, I think I remember what the yoni eggs are. Do you remember what the yoni eggs are?
Now, if you were a listener of the show, you might remember that yoni eggs are a smooth stone that women wear in their privates.
Yes, that's what they are. That's a nice way of saying it since we're on the radio. I think before we were on the radio, when we were just on the internet, we actually could say nasty things, but we can't do that anymore. Where are they, what does it say? Wear in their privates. I like that.
Well, now,
believe it
or not. Because
I think they were called the jade eggs, right? They were called the jade eggs.
I think so.
Yeah, they were. I think they're like $70. They're smooth stones. They've got like a...
$70? That's a deal.
Bucks. I know.
Wow. I bet that's one of their best sellers.
They were called jade eggs.
Well, believe it or not, the Goop website sold out. So they're going to miss the spike in sales from the Simpsons episode.
Yeah.
If they can't get them back in stock by next month.
Oh, wow. I can't think of a clean way to use that and a seg into... Seg into my Halle Berry thing today. So just what the hell. Hashtag Halle Berry.
There's not a clean way to do that.
There's no clean way to do that. Yeah. All right. We'll go have our mouths washed out with soap, and we'll be back tomorrow for more frivolity. Have a great day. And
your brain needs to be washed out with soap. That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.